I did.
They have not beaten K-State in football, I think, in your lifetime. What's the last year?
2008.
Well, Kansas State has beat KU 15 consecutive meetings since 1990. I was born in 91. Since 1990, K-State is 15-1 straight up.
What are they? When's the last time they won in Manhattan?
Even further than that. I remember. Yeah, or okay. Was that one? I don't know. But the K-State has been a double-digit favorite as well against Kansas 17 times since 1990. They're 17-0 straight up when they're double-digit favorites. They're like 9.5-point favorites, by the way, right now. And 15-2 against the spread in those games.
So
I would love to sit here and tell you that we're going to have a sunflower showdown in Manhattan tomorrow.
So remember.
No, Kansas is going to get killed, and it sucks.
Kansas has every opportunity to ruin their rival season. Ruin it. I'd say Missouri is their bigger rival, but or at least used to be, certainly. I guess the conference shift has probably changed that dynamic a little bit. But, I mean, they have a chance to ruin. Yep. Kick K-State out of the college football playoff. End their season tomorrow. And I don't think they have any chance to do it. I want it to be a competitive game because I love big rivalry games, especially ones where, like, they wreck their year, wreck their chances, ruin their mood. I think that's fun. I think it's fun to watch. But K-State's going to murder Kansas tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to be a 20 or 30 point win. But would I take KU to cover or K-State to cover? I'll take K-State to cover.
I think it's 10 points right now, or was.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be like a 30 point win, Cody, like we've seen in some of these in the past. KU's offense obviously was much better, but they were playing Houston. The issue, I think, for Kansas is they can't tackle, guys. It is brutal. How are they going to handle DJ Giddens running at them? How are they going to handle
Avery Johnson,
obviously. I just don't think Kansas can tackle. I actually think they'll move the ball and they'll score a little bit, but I just don't think they're not going to be able to score enough to keep up to where K-State will win this thing by 10 to 13 points, and it won't really feel like it's all that close. I will gladly be wrong as an alum of Kansas, but, yeah, I've seen this rodeo before, man.
The last time that Kansas won in Manhattan was 2007, then in their little three-game stretch. They won three times in a row, 06, 07, 08. I don't know. I think that Kansas has been leading in every single game this year in the fourth quarter. Like, they very easily could be 5-2 instead of 2-5 if they would finish a game properly and not kick themselves – shoot themselves in the foot. Yep. I think the game will be...
I think that's why that's 9.5, not 17.5 in this game, though.
Yeah, I feel like... I don't know if they cover the 9.5, but I think the game's close going in. I think it's a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter. Like, I think it's one of those games, that rivalry games you get up for. It's not like Kansas have been blown out in all the games that they've lost. Like, they've been able to win. I think the game will be... I think it'll be close. I just think that... I think K-State wins, but I think it'll be a good game. I guess maybe that's also me hoping for it being a good
wins
game
for the Wildcats. Man.
I mean, that's tough. This is as lopsided as the basketball rivalry.
Yeah,
because K-State's they'll get one. They play each other two times a year, and basketball's easier to win an upset game than football is. But we know how lopsided the basketball rivalry's been. Kansas controls, dominates, owns that. The football's worse. It's crazy.
I just don't know how they stop K-State, even if they move the ball, because I do think KU can move it. But they've allowed 32 points in three of their last four games, and we know K-State has scored 31 or more in four of their last five. I think the defense
is a
massive
shootout, probably,
problem.
If it needs to
massive
be that way.
Problem. Yeah, total's 54.5, it looks like.
This could be like one of those 34-24 K-State wins where it goes where it hits the over just slightly.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Alex and I are going to place a three-leg parlay together later as a team. Me and Alex and one listener. I might just have to take K-State in the points as my bets. And look, maybe I'm way wrong. Maybe some of this was like he wasn't going to look the same until he had like – we never give – this is something I'm going to learn for betting down the future or, like, win predictions down the future. I never give quarterbacks enough time to come back from major injury. It's hard to read defenses again, to get used to the speed again, to do all those things. I think we saw it for the first month of the NFL season this year. I think we saw it in college football for the first month this year. It's harder than you imagine. I think that's part of what happened with Quinn Ewers when he came back from the injury. Like, even this year, you've hurt for a few weeks, and then you're like, it's hard to just come back and be in that rhythm and find it again and find it quickly. It takes a few weeks before you kind of rediscover that. The chance I would give Kansas is, all right, maybe Jalen Daniels is comfortable finally, right? Maybe he's starting to feel it a little bit more. We've seen the offense actually look decent over the last few weeks. Certainly against Houston, they looked great. But it's like maybe they're starting to kind of find a rhythm again. I just think K-State's a better team. Like, you run into that problem too.
No question they are. Yeah, I mean, I just...
Like by a good margin, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, in the K-State loss to BYU, I don't want to say, you know...
That looks like a good loss.
It makes more sense, right? Or they got beat up in the second half, too many mistakes out in Provo, late night game, altitude, all that. And look at BYU. BYU's run the table so far to this point. But, of course, it's a critical game for Kansas State and their college football playoff chances. But they should be favorites to the extent that they are. I'm not surprised by that line one bit. I don't think any of us are, given what they've looked like and where Kansas is at right now. The only reason why, if someone's out there and has any glimmer of hope that somehow there's an upset, you're banking it solely off of how great they looked against a terrible Houston team last week.
In fairness, I had asked you, said they're going to beat Houston, they're terrible, and I said, are they terrible enough to look good against Houston? I questioned their ability to beat Houston that bad. So, like, at least I feel better about Kansas than I did 7 days ago.